This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because guess who's over on YouTube right now on the River Islands guest line? It's not just your radio hosts, Willie and Dibby. Guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brandon Pajemski.
On the tube?
On the tube and on the air and with us as he is every Wednesday, our Valkyries super fan, correspondent, and boy, speaking of a streak, the Valks do it again last night, taking down the New York Liberty. By the way, that's now 20 for 20 on sellouts for the Valkyries. Four in a row, and Pods, I don't want to celebrate too early, but it's getting kind of hard to see the idea of the Valks not making the playoffs. They're in really good shape. So good afternoon. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Valkyries are definitely on a roll. 20 for 20 is really impressive, you know, especially for any team, but especially expansion franchise and for us. And sitting in at number six spot, seeing if we can, you know, creep up to that five spot, just right behind the Liberty. So it's been cool to see, and hopefully we can continue it.
Yeah, I mean, creeping and doing it with defense. Again last night, holding the defending champion, the Liberty, to 58 points. What do you see from this team defensively that makes you get excited about a possible playoff run?
I just think, I know Natalie is super defensive minded and wants to be number one in the league defense, but what I see is just a lot of aggression, just doing things with a purpose, really taking it to the offense, really dictating what the offense can do with our defense. And I think you look at great teams that win, you know, championships, that's what they do defensively, because that's something they can control every night.
Pods, look, they host Dallas tomorrow night. I don't want to, you know, just assume victory, but Dallas is very much a struggling team. The Valks are at home. They're going to be playing hard. I love their chances to win, but even if not, they've already clinched nothing worse than a 500 record. First year, they will not have a losing record. What does that mean to you, and do you think that that's got some sort of a mental thing for the players that really helps?
Yeah, I think it holds a lot of value for especially the players. I mean, you got to give credit where it's due. They've earned that through injuries, through people being signed, waived, brought back, waived again. But just always contributing and making steady impacts down the line. And to have a guaranteed 500 record or better, you know, a lot of people would look at you crazy if before the season you told them that. But now, you know, we're putting ourselves in a great position to just to make the playoffs. And, you know, they've done a great job of just putting their foot on the gas and staying steady.
Contributions. Monique Billings came back after the injury and played 20 minutes. She had 5 points, but hadn't played in more than a month. What's it like when you are kind of on ice for that long and you have to come back and make a contribution to a team that's pushing for the playoffs?
Yeah, I definitely can speak from experience. I had two stints last year where I missed a handful of games, and so I know what that feels like. And it could be tough mentally just because, especially if the team's on a roll, they're playing well, and then you get yourself added back into the equation. You're kind of looking like, hey, where do I fit in this? Because the team is rolling. And so for Monique to come back, I know she's a hooper. She's competitive. So just to get back out there, I know, you know, 5 points doesn't show up as a lot, but just her overall impact as a big, it doesn't go unnoticed.
Brandon Pajemski is with us and live on YouTube right now, our Valkyrie superfan correspondent. And I keep forgetting, we ask you this every time, but are you getting back in town in order to see any of these games anytime soon?
I won't be here for the rest of the regular season. We're in the playoffs. We get a game three or to the second round. I will for sure be there.
Okay. Because home tomorrow night, home Saturday. If the fans can all just sell out two more games, that'll be a clean sweep, which, Brandon, I mean, that's unbelievable, right? I mean, no one could have expected that.
Yeah, I mean, it's unheard of. And, you know, there's probably a 0.01 chance that that doesn't happen, given how well they're performing, what the stakes are at in terms of these wins and what they mean. So I know Valhalla is going to be rocking, and the fans do a great job supporting the Valkyries. So I have no doubt in my mind that it'll be 22 in a row.
And Valhalla's been crazy, and there have been a lot of courtside celebrities since you have not been there. You had a bunch of 49ers who've been there. I know Steph in his usual spot. Are you getting a little bit of FOMO, fear of missing out, not being there and seeing Kyle Juszczyk and other 49ers kind of occupying your perch?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting FOMO, but I'm also like, I don't want to go back because it's like they're winning and I'm not there. So like, I don't want to be the reason if I show back up for game three of the playoffs and we lose, which I don't think is going to happen. But it's like they're going to look at me and be like, was it him? But no, I'm happy that everybody from the Bay Area is just tuning in. Like you said, the 49ers guys, Steph, everybody's showing love just as they do for us. And so it's been nothing but great for Bay Area sports.
Do you roll like that? Are you superstitious, like left sock on first, right sock on second? Do you have a routine that kind of makes you feel that superstition actually works for you?
I mean, I would say yes, I do, just because I grew up as a baseball player. And if you ask any athlete, the baseball players are the most superstitious out of any sport. And so I kind of have that. If it's working, don't change anything you're doing. And so that's just one of those things. It's funny to look at, but definitely have that because of my baseball background.
BP, you were someone that just because of where you were drafted and whatnot, I think a lot of people were wondering like, okay, how's this guy going to sort of figure out a spot for himself in the league? What we've always heard from you and we know from talking to you, you do not lack confidence. And when I look at the Valkyries and an expansion team to be 22-18, even through all of these injuries, that tells me that there's something with that group where they found some confidence that the outside world wasn't really thinking they would have. Where does someone go for that? Where do you find yours?
I think for me, it just comes within how I was raised, the family that I was raised in. I think the competitiveness and just always being not content, but always being okay with what you got around you and having that utmost confidence that you can win with whatever's around you, whether it's the best team in the league or the worst team in the league that you have around you, always feeling like you can win. And I just think for the Valkyries, I watched that episode that Kate Veronica and Caitlin Chen did. You know, they just talked about how everybody has a voice and they're all equal and no one stands above each other. So everybody feels a part of it and they each get their voice with what they want to say. Everyone's heard equally. So I think that's a big part of it, because when that happens and your voice is heard as a player, the confidence that it leads to on the court is something you can't replicate.
Brandon Pajemski with us, Valkyries superfan correspondent, but also one big Warrior question at the end. And for this pods, I want to play something for you that just came out on The Build, the podcast. It's from the 49ers YouTube. Richard Sherman said this when he was asked, what separates Kyle Shanahan as a coach? I want to play this for you and then ask you the same question about your coach.
I think what separates Kyle Shanahan from other coaches in this league is the preparation. Just like everybody else that's great at anything they do, there's a little bit of madness and obsession to them. He's obsessed with the game. He's obsessed with his players. He's obsessed with how he can impact the game in a positive way and put his players in a position to be successful. Everything that a coach could do to put his team in position to be as successful as they can be, I guarantee you Kyle Shanahan is doing or attempting to do. He also injects confidence into his players. He has a lot of respect and regard for his players. He has a lot of expectation for them. And I think he got it from his dad and being around the game for a long time. He has a lot of respect for what goes into playing this game and what goes into executing at a high level. And so he takes on some of the burden himself, but he also expects a lot from his best guys.
All right, so how would you answer that about your coach? What separates Steve Kerr?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. One, if you look at basketball in terms of situations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Circumstances, you know, he's been a part of, you know, every situation you can imagine, the players he played with, coached, all those type of things. Any which moment of basketball, you can look at Steve and be like, you've been a part of that. You've seen what this looks like. And I think, you know, his way of breeding confidence in the players, especially young players, is a little bit more unique to him. And it's not really what a normal coach would do. So I think for me, I think he breeds confidence through other players. So whether that's Steph or Draymond or Jimmy, he's really like talking to them and they're really breeding it to us. But I think Steve does a great job of knowing what's going on, especially playoff time. You guys see it and you guys know that. But just throughout the season, always being prepared, watching, you know, games when we're not playing, just to see, to give us the most, you know, advantage against the other team that we can have. And I think obviously the four championships reflect that. And hopefully, you know, number five is on the way this year.
Yeah, hopefully this year. That'd be great. And where are you right now, not physically, but in terms of your ramp up? How close are you to being where you want to be, getting into camp and starting another long season?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm close. I know when the start of camp comes, I'll be 100%. I'll be ready. And so everything that we've done this offseason with the surgeries, the recovery has all been to lead up to camp and be 100% ready to go. And so the team I have around me has been incredible, working hand-in-hand with Golden State. And so it's been an amazing summer, to say the least, even though it's been a little bit short. But I'll be ready for year three.
You're in Milwaukee, huh? Brewers-Phillies tonight? Is that right, Pods? And gone. We just lost him. I guess he didn't want to talk baseball. He talked WNBA. He talked NBA. He didn't want to talk MLB.
No.
I think he's going to the game tonight. Two best teams in the National League.
All right.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Brewers and Phillies.
So he's no longer in Orlando, and now he's making his way to Milwaukee and making his way back home.
Yeah. He's working his way back to us, babe.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Aaron Nola's throwing for the Phillies tonight, but he's not doing well. Oh, Pods is back. You going to the baseball game tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm going. Phillies Brewers, I'm going to go. It's my first one of the summer, so really excited. My team's doing well. Hometown team, best in baseball right now, so super excited to just go there, share experience with some friends, and it'll be a great time.
85 wins already, Pods.
That's right. We haven't really done anything since it's been pretty bad, especially when we make the playoffs. We usually lose in the wild card. Hoping against that luck coming this year.
Yeah, they got the look of a one seed now. So enjoy it, Pods. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.